I'm Bill Wheelhouse with Tim Landis on the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. Well, one of the things you've examined in the past week, Tim, is something called Metropolitan Place. Others might know it by its former given name, the United Methodist Church, downtown at 5th and Capitol. Explain to us what's going on with this former church building.
Well, back in April, a local developer, Dan Mulcahy, and a partner, Irv Smith, former alderman, purchased the property from First United Methodist Church. They spent the last 3 or 4 months clearing out the church, renamed it Metropolitan Place, and their plan at this point is to convert that into a combination cultural center, some residential development, entertainment, perhaps even a restaurant and wine bar. Now, having said that, they're just getting started. They've started work on the sanctuary and are hoping to have that open for concerts and that kind of a thing by the end of this year.
Now, one thing they're hoping for is a little government assistance in the way of tax increment financing benefits. But you hear from city officials and they say, well, a lot of that money is already spoken for. How key is that?
Well, Dan Mulcahy told us he's counting on it. So for that to go beyond the conversion of the sanctuary, they are hoping for TIF money. And the downtown TIF expires at the end of 2016. A lot of that money has been obligated. They're talking to city officials. That's very much up in the air right now. We may know something better by the end of the year. But at this point, there's really no resolution on how they fund this project going forward.
Now, the city is talking about acquiring more land or is in the process of land acquisition to take Stanford Avenue a little bit longer to the east. Where are we there?
Well, they've been talking about for years now, decades really, the extending Stanford Avenue on the near south side of Springfield between Dirksen Parkway and Veterans Parkway. It would be a new east-west corridor. And there is about a three-quarter of a mile section right now between Foxbridge Road and Taylor Avenue yet to be completed. They now have the $5.2 million for that construction. And it looks like land acquisition this summer and fall and then start construction in the spring. Expected to take about 2 years. But it looks like that project now is finally going to happen.
We see a lot of car dealerships taking over more and more brands, and Isringhausen Imports has added Volvo to its lineup now.
Well, Isringhausen has been downtown since the middle of the 1980s, and it's unusual anywhere now to have a new car dealership downtown. They recently acquired the Volvo franchise from Jouffre out on Dirksen Parkway, and they added that to their European imports. But perhaps the most important part here for downtown is it's another expansion of what is a downtown anchor. And I should mention Jouffre is now going to be a used car dealership, so they're both staying in business. But as far as downtown Springfield, they certainly welcome having the additional jobs and the additional expansion downtown.
Also, you are very good on the Chili beat, and you've got added a new place for lunch this week.
Well, Chili's one thing you have to keep track of in Springfield, and Joe Rogers is one of the better-known chili parlors in Springfield. It's been closed since April. Well, we can let the fans of them know that has reopened this week on 9th Street. The original owner, Mary Ann Rogers, is back. And and that's also an important Route 66 landmark. So it is back in business this week. And she says things are pretty much up and running. There may be a little bit of work here and there.
All Things Chili with Tim Landis. He's business editor at the State Journal Register. You can read what he's working on daily in the SJR.